This is Radio Taiwan International.
Welcome to the news on Radio Taiwan International. I'm Shirley Lin, coming to you from Taipei, Taiwan. We begin with a look at today's top stories. President Tsai Ing-wen is calling on the international community not to let politics get in the way of global efforts to fight COVID-19. President Tsai Ing-wen has extended her sincere condolences to the people of Afghanistan. That's after a magnitude 6.1 earthquake struck Afghanistan's southeastern city of Khost. And Taiwan is buying doses of a smallpox vaccine to help prevent the spread of monkeypox. But first, today's top story. President Tsai Ing-wen is calling on the international community not to let politics get in the way of global efforts to fight COVID-19. In a speech to a medical association on Friday, Tsai said diseases like COVID do not respect national borders. The president was addressing attendees at the opening ceremony of the 32nd International Congress of the Medical Women's International Association. The association was founded in 1919 and has members from 90 countries. Taiwan has been a member since 1954. The association works closely with the World Health Organization and the UN and holds an international congress every 3 years. This year, the association is holding its congress in Taiwan for the first time. Tsai's comments on international borders and political obstructions allude to the fact that Taiwan was not invited to this year's World Health Assembly, the governing body of the WHO. Taiwan took part in the assembly from 2009, but has been excluded since 2017 due to pressure from China. Tsai said she hopes the Congress can remind people why the world needs to work together to advance public health and welfare. The president also hopes to spark discussions about how to create a better environment for women doctors around the world. Tsai says Taiwan has made great progress in helping women pursue diverse careers, but she says there is much left to be done to bridge the gender gap, including in medicine. President Tsai Ing-wen has extended her sincere condolences to the people of Afghanistan. That's after a magnitude 6.1 earthquake struck Afghanistan's southeastern city of Khost. The powerful quake killed more than 1,000 people and injured thousands more, many of them seriously. According to a foreign ministry press release published on Thursday, Taiwan will donate $1 million to support relief efforts and assist people inside Afghanistan. Taiwan will not provide an international search and rescue team due to the complex nature of the disaster and the difficulties of traveling to the area. Taiwan's contribution is in response to an appeal from the United Nations and its partners. Wednesday's earthquake worsens the already dire humanitarian crisis in war-torn Afghanistan. Taiwan is buying doses of a smallpox vaccine to help prevent the spread of monkeypox. The news on Friday comes the day after health authorities listed monkeypox as a Category 2 communicable disease. So far, the world has seen over 3,000 cases of the monkeypox spread across more than 40 countries. Monkeypox is an infectious viral disease. Its symptoms include fever, swollen lymph nodes, and a rash similar to one caused by chickenpox. The World Health Organization says right now, not everyone needs to be vaccinated. Only certain high-risk categories of people need the shot. They include medical workers who treat patients with monkeypox, people working in hospital labs, and people who come in contact with the patients. Meanwhile, health authorities say the WHO has held an emergency meeting to assess whether to classify monkeypox as an international public health emergency. Justice Minister Cai Qingxiang says electronic payment methods might become new avenues for vote buying in Taiwan's upcoming local elections. That comment came during an interview with Taiwan's Liberty Times Net. In November this year, Taiwanese citizens will elect their magistrates, mayors, councillors, as well as village and borough chiefs in 6 municipalities and 16 counties. Tsai said during the interview that the risk of interference with the electoral process in local elections is relatively high. He says the Justice Ministry has set up supervisory groups to coordinate the ministry's fight against interference in Taiwan's elections. The groups are looking out for both traditional and new avenues of election interference. Tsai said local authorities will also set up technology investigation command centers. Those centers will look into cases of possible election fraud using electronic payment methods and virtual currencies. Many of these are harder to monitor than traditional money transfers. In the past, foreign agents have given illegal financial aid to parties and candidates to influence elections. They have also enlisted the help of Taiwanese enterprises, temple associations, or Chinese spouses to offer eligible voters vacation packages in exchange for votes. Experts frequently accuse China of being the biggest source of political interference in Taiwan. They say besides its direct interference, Beijing also spreads fake news and enlists the help of authoritarian sympathizers and apologists to sway public opinion. In 2020, Taiwan's Justice Ministry set up the Cybersecurity Investigation Office, which employs information and cognitive warfare experts. Minister Tsai says the office will carefully look into cases of possible election fraud. Taiwan reported 45,678 new local cases of COVID-19 on Friday. 152 more people have died. If you take into account the population of each area of Taiwan, the Matsu Islands are a hotspot for the virus. 36 people have new cases of COVID there, among a population of just 13,000. Pingdong County is also dealing with a high number of infections, as is Zhanghua County. Another 152 people have died from COVID-19. More than half were over the age of 80, and most were not triple vaccinated. Out of the 45,678 people confirmed with COVID on Friday, 372 have moderate or severe symptoms. Taiwan also recorded 89 imported cases of COVID-19 on Friday. Prominent Taiwanese activist Li Mingzhe has been denied entry into the United States. Li was originally set to fly to America on Thursday to meet members of Congress and attend a summit in Washington, D.C. But U.S. health authorities denied his visa application because he was vaccinated with an unrecognized Chinese COVID vaccine. Li was sentenced to 5 years in prison in China in 2017 for subverting state power. He was inoculated in prison with the Zififax COVID vaccine before being released back to Taiwan in April this year. Zififax has approval only in China and 3 other countries. It is not authorized in the U.S. for travel purposes, and Li was not granted an exemption. According to legal aid activist Bob Fu, Li was scheduled to visit Texas and Washington between June 23rd and July 10th. The purpose of his trip was to speak about his experience as a prisoner in a Chinese labor camp and to give his thanks to U.S. officials for supporting him in prison. A survey of Taiwanese manufacturers had found that business sentiment in May dropped to its lowest level for almost 2 years. The Taiwan Institute of Economic Research says its indicator value fell for the 5th consecutive month. May's number is the lowest since July 2020. The Institute says that although semiconductor chip manufacturing, packaging, and testing are still in high demand, demand for electronic products is falling. That has caused a readjustment of the supply chain for inventory and shipping orders. As a result, business sentiment in the manufacturing sector in May was 92.58 points, down 2.21 points from last month. But Taiwan's service sector has performed better than expected. Experts from the Institute say it saw a slight upturn in May. The Institute expects local businesses to recover from the 5-month slump once Taiwan's COVID pandemic subsides and the government relaxes border controls. Thanks for joining me for the news. I'm Shirley Lin. Stay tuned for another 50 minutes of English language features brought to you by Radio Taiwan International.
RTI, exercise for your mind.